put down your controller. Forget the clock, the tabletop is what the cause of. So grab some paper and start taking down the scores. But don't forget you're up against the chairman of the board.
Right then, games night everyone. What's up first? I know what my money's on.
If you're into causing a family schism, consider some tabletop capitalism. A battle of balances, man and so talented, mopping up profit with Randy and callousness. Isn't much use for financial analysis. Banks are all frozen, the throes of paralysis. Golly, it's very nice, crushing the parasites. Man, I'm in paradise, give me a paradise. Hold 'em, I blow 'em, I roll 'em, I'm strolling my token right over the go. And I'm folding the dough, and I'm throwing at home to my portfolio. My monopoly grows, you won't topple me, no. I'm a polished demolisher, dropping hotels right on top of my foes. If you stop on your boat on my property, know that it's probably honestly gonna be more than the cost of the whole of the globe. Economy, so you should just up and offer me all of your keys and your dog. Well, you could call it a robbery, you can't afford an apology. All your accountants would flounder and wobble, the top of my profits would boggle, a monarchy stopping me. Ha! Take me to court, all that I'm making, I'm taking abroad.
Stuck under the board.
So send me to jail and then pay off my bail with your rent. Have you thought about having your assets absorbed? Extorting the poor, whilst cutting the cord, a community immunity award. You pitifully bid in futility, I've got the roads and the rails and utilities. So bring the water works, your tears will oil the gears of my infamy. Kid in the living room sat on the floor. Imagining I'm on the cover of Forbes, I'm turning this city upside down, which really amounts to you flipping the board.
Now I know nobody likes a loot box economy, but I think we can all agree on a community chest.
Roll up and put down your controller.
Forget the steam sail, I'm a steamroller. Yeah, the 12-year-old will next month throw my bolter up your scores. But now, my friend, you're up against the chairman of the board.
Think you can beat me? Winning is my middle name, which does not make it a proper noun.
Have you heard the word upon the street? The nerds prefer our words discreetly, neatly placed upon a sheet when we compete. Word to friends is for the weak, a cheap pretender to the peak of wordy splendor. Classic Scrabble can unleash, except you see, it never leaves me satisfied with standard boards are utilized. I play my Scrabble supersized, it makes the points quadruplize.
There's ancient mosaics, not half as prosaic, cause when I am placing my tiles and amazing displays, every player foray an intrinsic ballistic linguistic forte. I'm a dictionary, kicking my score into space, or at least to the corners, a double what score is for poor, but I'm playing for triple or more, stacking multiple multiples up on the board. In a single retort to your pitiful, awful attempt, it's a borner, the pen and the sword could never compare to the weapons I brought to the fore. Seven letters is all I need to do more for literature than Dickens and Shakespeare could ever have bought. My lexicon's better than anything ever attempted before, with clever and elegant spellings galore. Whatever the letters you're giving me, fiddly glyphs I administer liberally. I play a Q or a Z like a symphony, giving you quick citric quartz or syzygy. Slinging these nouns and verbs, sticks and stones might be preferred. So to sum up the rhymes you've heard, face it, you couldn't find the words.
Victory is mine, which uses all seven tiles against me, a 50-point bonus.
Roll up and put down your controller. And if you must bring that in, do be sure to use a coaster. Your game attack may jangle with achievements and awards. But now, my friend, you're up against the chairman of the board.
I thank you all for coming this evening.
I hear the traffic was murder.
I suppose you're wondering why I've gathered you all here tonight. A murder has occurred, and I'll be first to shed some light. Now Mr. Black is on the ground, a victim of a crime most foul. I put to you that here and now, within this crumbling country house, amongst this strange and sundry crowd, a murderer is on the prowl. Leave it to me to tell you how the heinous deed was carried out. This melting pot has overboiled. Watch out, you'll get your loafers soiled. I've a dastard foe to foil, and I'm not half a Conan Doyle. I'll tackle the clue to this gaggle of rooms, there's no slacking to do when I'm tracking the truth. I'm an accurate sleuth with immaculate proof. I investigate better than Agatha could. Did the blag and a tag with a candle or noose? So was it a spanner he actually used? This manor is packed with all manner of tools, although Hasbro have had the hatchet removed, for enacting a plan for dispatching a fool. The plan that was hatched both harmless and cruel.
It's the garden, the pantry,
the parlour,
the pool.
The rooms will depend on the board that you use.
Hold it, I have sold it. Know for certain that the culprit used the colonel's old revolver, stolen from the drawer that holds it. In the kitchen, finger itching on the trigger, chamber loaded, and I say I want it noted. Reverend Green's the one who pulled it.
But I've got the gun,
and I've got that scene,
which instantly vindicate poor Mr. Green. With all that is left on the board, it would seem to infer that the murderer must have been me. Oh dear, it appears I've made a grave mistake.
Roll up, I put down your controller.
Forget high rule, I'm a high roller. You may be a master with a blaster or a
sword. But now, my friend, you're up against the chairman of the board.
I tell you, if I had a pound for every game of Monopoly I've won, I could buy, well, another game of Monopoly, probably. I see you're drawing a blank, which you can use in place of any other letter.
We should really stop now. I think we've done this joke to death.
Hello, and thanks for watching, and of course thanks to Dan Bull for the awesome challenge. It was super fun. I'd leave a link to him somewhere, but let's face it, he's Dan Bull, and we all know where he is. I'm about to hit 20,000 subscribers, which is crazy. So firstly, thank you, and secondly, to celebrate, I'm going to do a sort of Q&A video, because a lot of you have had questions for me. So if you've got a question, either leave it in the comments to this video down there, or over on Twitter to me with the hashtag, whatever this hashtag is here. I'll think of one. It'll be really funny. In the meantime, there's some videos there or over there. There's a subscribe button somewhere as well. If you click that, that'd be cool. And this video is way too long. So thanks and bye.